Oh, thank you.
Marianne, why don't you carry on with what you're doing? Horses always trouble brewing. You gotta find a way to make a better day. Oh, Marianne, why don't you carry on with your
Welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode of this shit.
Hello, welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast for Westwood One UK 2-year anniversary special. Yes, we've been doing this shit for 2 years now. So we thought we'd go back to the beginning and get on Russell Howard. And if you can't remember what happened the first time, here's what happened.
Hello and welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast, recording live from London in his little studio for Westwood One UK, because they've expanded. They used to do it in America and now they're doing it here in the UK, and they said to me, we'd like to come along and interview some big name comedians. I said, yes, I would. So today is Russell Howard, who was on Mock the Week with Dara O'Brien and Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle was on it when he was on it. And then he did the show Good News. And then he's doing the show on Sky for more money. And I've got some questions I want to ask him. Russell, are you related to Russell Grant?
No, you won't like that one, right?
Russell, are you related to Frankie Howard?
No,
right. How many middle-aged Muslim ladies could you get in a Renault Espace?
Sebastian said four.
That's not the right answer. Don't start trying improvising and trying to get in on my gig.
What are you having for your
tea? I'm having a lasagna and maybe a can of Red Stripe.
I know, exotic. I know.
Right. Other questions for Russell Howard. Can I have your mum's phone number? That one. You lived with the comedian John Richardson, who likes cleaning. Can he come round and clean my flat? How do you write your funny things?
Sebastian, I've noticed that a lot of the jokes are still going from the first episode. So, Russell Howard has been in Shaun of the Dead. He was uncredited. He was a zombie. Shaun of the Dead, you know, and they go to the pub and there's a drunk man outside and they go, dubba 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 dubba. Ooh! Dubba 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 dubba. Ooh! Yeah, this is funny, isn't it? And Lucy Davis is in it and her dad is Jasper Carrot. Jasper Carrot. He's a carrot. Anally retentive. That was a parody of a panel show with Rob Brydon. You know, if Rob Brydon off of Would I Lie to You? There you go. Possession. What is it, Trevor? It's a dildo. I like seeing this up my bum. And then David Mitchell goes, I think that's correct. And yes, it is. I'll tell you the truth. Hey. Gert Lush Christmas, that was when he decided to take everything that ever happened to him at Christmas and make it into a drama. into a drama. Yes, when you're being serious about things, you put it into a drama. You know, like on ITV, they've got those adverts, reality versus drama, and they've got actors in it, and they've got reality stars, and it's weird. It's very weird what they're doing. Russell Howard's good news. He looks at the week's news. It's an original concept that's never been done before. And he gets a comedian on sometimes and they do a set. And I haven't been asked. All right, come on, please, Russell. Put me on. The £1 million bike ride. He went around in cycling on his bike. I do cycling, but I don't do it for charity. I do it for me. Just to keep fit. It's not working out. I'm still fat. But more cushion for the pushing. But I'm doing the pushing, so I can't be the cushion. No, lady is the cushion. I'm doing the pushing. I've never thought of it that much. And Stuart Lee had a go at him, didn't they? And said if he did a bike ride every day, then he'd make loads of money. But he doesn't want to. Doesn't want to, does he? He wants to have a career doing comedy. Chatty man. Oh, it's Alan Carr here, chatty man. Oh, would you like a drink from my globe? You sound a little bit like David Bowie, crossed with Frank Spencer. Oh, Betty, I've done a whoopsie on the carpet. I'm very well known for my impressions. They're very good. I put some impressions videos up and they've gone viral on TikTok because they're very good. They're very good impressions. I could do that man from the Jackie Weaver video. Oh, you have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. Read them and understand them. Read them and understand them. All right, reference is out of date now, isn't it? Mock the week. It must be mocked every week. It's a weird schedule, isn't it? Because they schedule, have I got news for you, Mock the Week and Frankie Bowl all in the same week. So I think the week has been mocked enough. It's been beaten. It's been taken down to the Red Room and spanked very hard on the arse. Sebastian, I've gone. Surname Sebastian. Reese Mogg. Oh, that'll do. That joke wasn't in the first episode. I'm very surprised. Genius with Dave Gorman. He brought someone on. And asked them about, I can't remember what the program was. Should really do some research, shouldn't I, Sebastian? How many years have we been doing it? Two, isn't it? We've been doing it 2 years, and I should really research. We never did the CV bit until later on when I run out of things to say. If you want to help children in need, Pugsy's got to up at John. He's been punched in the head. He needs money for you today. So John Barrowman can ride a donkey to market. I'm only good at improvisation sometimes. Or riffing, as they call it in America. Oh, let's do some riffing. Oh, yeah, let's just keep saying funny things. like the 2016 Ghostbusters. Let's all keep riffing. Come on, let's do some more riffing. Come on. It's funny, isn't it? Doing riffing. can we concentrate on the script? No, keep riffing. I've got a funny hat on. Oh, I've fallen down the stairs. Let's keep riffing. Never mind the Buzzcocks, the original one, not the one on Sky. Sebastian, should we do the joke we do every time someone's been on Never Mind the Buzzcocks? Yeah, should we do it again? Here we go. What's this? Ba-dum, 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 boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. We are the Cheeky Girls, we're the Cheeky Girls. You're too good at this. You get it every time, don't you? Oh. A League of Their Own, which is a poor man's They Think It's All Over. Or a highbrow. A Question of Sport. I used to like Question of Sport until Paddy McGuinness got in it. I said to my brother Travis last night, I said, you are my Paddy McGuinness to my P2K. Go Ape Shit. Oh, sorry. Go Ape Bit, the computer game programmy, and they're bringing back Games Master, aren't they, on E4 with Trevor McDonald being the Games Master. I used to like it. You have Patrick Moore on there and you go, oh, do you want to finish Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
Well, when you go down this special passage, you can find lots of things.
And the little kid goes, thank you very much. Thank you. Can't be doing cheats and stuff because everyone will know him on the internet. Just go, Trevor, I've got Google.
Oh, okay, then you'll Google then, have you? Dong!
He did dong, because he used to be on the name. He did the Distraction Pieces podcast with Scribius Pip. I like his podcast. He is a rapper man, and he's on there, and he gets all these people on there. And I've sort of been talking to him. I said, can we swap numbers of some of the guests? And he said, piss off. So he's not very nice. And he's been in Cheeky Blinders. He's been in Taskmaster, and I'm going to say it now, Gus Kahn must win. It's got to be Gus Kahn. Last year it was Richard Herring. I thought Richard Herring deserved the win. He needs a television time on the telly, so he had to win. I can't remember, who won the series after that, Sebastian? Was it Mike Wozniak? Was it Lee Mack? Oh, I can't even remember. Who was it? Oh, it was Sarah Kendall. We just cut that bit out while I googled it. Ultimate Warrior, he was on that. I've seen that recorded live at Elstree Studios. And Lou Sanders was on stage. And now I've gigged with Lou Sanders. So I've been on stage with someone who's been on Ultimate Warrior. And that is... Because I'm the new Kevin Bacon. Also, he's been on Lorraine Kelly. He's been on a program, he hasn't been on her. But she is a sexy lady, isn't she, Sebastian?
Yeah.
Doesn't age. Don't know how old she is now. Doesn't age. I think from the year 2000, she didn't age. She decided, I'm not going to age anymore. And God said, all right, it's fine, you don't have to age. Stillwood. She's on the list. Should we ring him up, Sebastian? Where is he? Twice he's let me down. All right. Hello, Russell Howard. Yeah, it's Trevor. Meant to do my podcast today again. You can't come, why not? You're stuck on the M25. Oh, all right, we can do the interview from here if you want. How'd you come up with your funny things? Write them down. That's good. Were you related to Frankie Howard? No. All right. Howard the Duck? No. Howard from Halifax, you related to him? No, alright. So you definitely can't come. Twice now you've done this to me. Not happy, Howard. You know, the podcast was almost called Waiting for Howard. Because I sat down there for like 3 hours the first time. Whenever you turn up, you didn't turn up. Next time you will. Who said I'm going to ask you back? I will ask you back, I will. Right. Alright, okay. Alright, see you later, Russell Howard, bye-bye. He can't come, he's in traffic. And he hasn't got a very good signal. Why is history repeating itself again? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Woe is me! I'm not going to quote Shakespeare. This has been the Trevor Feelgood Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. I didn't have them in the first episode, but I've still got them now. Also, when I finished the first episode, I didn't say my catchphrase, but I'm going to say it now, because I can. Thank you very much for listening, and bollocks to the lot of you! Bye-bye!